Young teenagers just look up to their favorite celebrities and compare their body to their own. They always want to stay up to date with the latest trends to gain more confidence. They see celebrities or models with an ideal body image and take inspiration from those people. Young teenagers may feel insecure about themselves or about their body, especially because they think having an ideal body is what makes them more confident and attractive. I think most girls would ideally want the classic hourglass figure. I think girls are stressing their brains out trying to get the hourglass body shape. I think they're so worried about what others, especially boys, will think about their bodies. When it comes to bodies in summer, I think girls are so competitive and worry the most about what their body looks like. And now, a word from our sponsor. New Scandalize Wow Wings Mascara. With a unique winged brush, load up with the winged side, flare out with the curved side, instant winged out lashes, free your wow. How she feels about her self-confidence. Hi, Mimi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm currently a third-year university student at Queen's, and I'm doing a medial, which is basically a dual concentration, and my focus is psychology and gender studies.
Okay, nice. So, Are you confident in your body?
Well, present day, yes. Before, in like middle school and high school years, I was not as confident as I am today, but through experience and just time, I've been able to develop my confidence well enough.
Okay, who is someone you think is defined as beautiful?
Well, in the past, I would have answered like a supermodel or a celebrity, but now I don't really define beauty as that type of just purely physical and visual. I kind of define beauty or think someone is beautiful by how healthy they are and happy they are in their body and themselves.
Okay. What are some things about your body that you like?
Well, I like how I don't have acne, so I like my skin. And I also surprisingly like my lips, because people in the past have told me how nice my lips were, oddly enough. So I've just, for some reason, just started to really like my lips.
If you could change one thing about your body, what would it be?
I guess I would change my stomach fat, because I feel like I have a muffin top, and that's just my vision of myself. So yeah, my stomach.
And what advice would you give someone who is not confident in themselves?
Well, I'd just say, take people's opinions of yourself with a grain of salt, because overall, in the span of everything, they're so irrelevant and small to what the bigger picture is. And although it seems like a lot right now, just try to take their criticisms so, like, minimal, because those opinions, those negative opinions of people who don't support you don't matter. And then just with time and experience, you'll grow and learn and just try to be more confident in yourself and just surround yourself with people who support you, basically.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I hope to see you again.
Yeah, see you again soon.
And now, a word from our sponsor. New Head & Shoulders Shampoo. It nourishes the skull 3 surface layers deep to help prevent dryness and keeps you up to 100% flake-free. Head & Shoulders drives healthcare. Some people might view models as too self-confident. Some might think that models have no talent because of their natural beauty. However, at the end of the day, I always think of it as there will always be someone out there who will love and accept your body just how it is, and you shouldn't change yourself just for someone else.